The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 questions on famous Super Bowl commercials. Let's see how many you know leading up to the big Rams-Patriots Super Bowl. This is Trivia with Buds. Be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. You can find out all about me by searching my name on Google. Have you ever done that? You ever Google yourself? You ever go, John Johnson? And then you see that there's a million of those and you're like, ooh, this should be easier to find me. But I have a very common name. Well, I have one of those names that's pretty unique, except for the weird bots that have set up Ryan Buds pages on Facebook. But I searched my name the other day and I found some very random old articles, one that I had written for the Western Courier newspaper, WIU, about the process of what dry cleaning is. It's a pretty bad article, even for my standards as a college news reporter at Western Illinois University back in the 2005 to 2008 years. But that was just one of the little gems I found. Found some old headshots of me in front of like a bookcase wearing like one of those terrible tuxedo shirt things. Oh man, the things you do when you don't know better. You know what I'm saying? So Google yourself today and send me a tweet with the weirdest thing you found about your name. That's what I like to see. That's your challenge for today at Ryan Buds on Twitter. And you could also send it to me on Facebook, Instagram, etc. Love to see what the weird thing is you find about your name. Today's episode is all about the Super Bowl commercials we all know and love from years past and present. And future? Question mark? Maybe. Who knows? I'm not a big sports guy, as you know, for most of the titles of this show, but I do like to work in some questions from time to time. I think around this time last year, I did a whole episode on the Super Bowl, and there is another football episode coming out written by a friend of mine who sent me all the questions on Facebook. I just have to record it. So he sent me some good questions that I don't have to actually look up myself. So there will be some more sports episodes coming in the near future, and today's is kind of focused around the big game. So I'll be over at my grandma's house in Fontana, California, eating chili and watching this thing on like a 100-inch TV screen that she has for her glaucoma. So that'll be a good time over there, and the kids will run around. And it's always fun over at grandma's house because the kids can kind of just run around because there's so many people that will tend to them. So I get to actually like relax for a second, which is always good. Me and their mom, my wife, get to kind of sit back, eat some chili, even if it's for 5 minutes, and pretend to watch football. And then go, when's that halftime show starting? And then watch 30 seconds of the halftime show and go, all right, we're done. Let's go play Cards Against Humanity in the other room. So today's episode is recorded live at RT Rogers in Sierra Madre, California. You could play trivia with us there every Thursday, 8 p.m. My friend Cam Molador will be hosting this Thursday if you want to play with Cam. He's a great dude and a great host, and you'll have a ton of fun. These are all about Super Bowl commercials from the past, present, and maybe future. So get excited for these questions coming your way right about now. Here we go.
All right, this round's all about Super Bowl commercials throughout history. Let's see how many of these you know. With a Super Bowl right around the corner, number one in 2006, what chip company began holding an event called Crash the Super Bowl? Number one in 2006, what chip company began holding an event called Crash the Super Bowl? Number one, Super Bowl commercials. Number one, see what you know there. Number one. Thanks for hanging out at Archie Rogers Brewery in Sierra Madre, California. Open every day of the week. Are you guys open every day of the week, Kelly?
No.
Which days you closed?
Mondays
and Tuesdays are closed. The other 5 days, you could drink your face off and come on in here and try all the new stuff. Always new beers, rotating menu. Number two, what company began using female spokespersons like Danica Patrick and Joan Rivers for ads in the 2010s? Number two, what company began using Joan Rivers and Danica Patrick, female spokespersons, for ads starting in the 2010s? First place tonight getting a gift card at RT Rogers. Second place, a Mr. or Bob's Burgers Magnets. Third place, Mr. Bean Bendable. A lot of cool stuff coming your way. Number two. Trivia, trivia, trivia. How are you feeling so far about this one, Doug? Is that guy in the hat helping you? You should help him. If he doesn't know any answers, give him a little elbow, you know? And Team Hugsies, how do you guys feel about Super Bowl commercials? You like that kind of stuff? You hate the Super Bowl? What about the commercials?
I hate the commercials.
Oh, boy. What do you guys like? What do you do? What do you guys do on Sunday? Clue? Just play Clue? Yeah, I could figure it out. I'm more of a Clue player myself. I am so close to falling out of this chair, I'm going to break my neck. This is bad news. Number three, quarterback Phil Simms was the first player to utter, "I'm going to Disney World" at the end of a Super Bowl. What team was he playing for when he said it? Number three, Phil Simms, "I'm going to Disney World." What team was he playing for when he said it? Number three. Number three, Super Bowl commercials. Number three. If you don't know stuff about sports, just guess any team. That's what I would do. Tire and Company, know what's up. I don't watch real sports. I'm along with Team Hugsies. I barely watch the commercials. What I do is I usually eat chili that's been slow cooking all night at my grandma's house. That's like the highlight. She has a big TV, which is fun. Sometimes the halftime show is fun. Sometimes the game could be fun. Most of the time, not so much. Number three, I'm more of a WrestleMania type of guy. Number four, which website tried to advertise in 2009 with the rejected tagline, "Who are you doing after the game?" Ooh, a little racy. Number four, which website tried to advertise in 2009 with the rejected tagline, "Who are you doing after the game?" Number four. Write it down if you know it. Kelly, who are you doing after the game? All right, no answer there. Manny, who are you doing after the big game? Hey, old left-handed part of Manny. Number four. Question number five. What kind of condiment featured an exploding mosquito in its popular Super Bowl ad? Number five. What kind of condiment featured an exploding mosquito in its popular Super Bowl ad? Number five. Write it down, number five. What kind of condiment featured an exploding mosquito in its popular Super Bowl ad? This was a famous one. Number five, write it down, number five. There's wood-fired pizza, wood oven pizza on the patio if you're hungry. I just had a Hawaiian. It was very good. Ham, pineapple, etc. Number five. And if you want to support your local brewery by doing more than just playing trivia, you can always get a t-shirt. They got some brand new t-shirts here right around the holidays. I think I'm finally going to pick one up tonight, either the blue one or the red one. I love the logo, the RT Rogers Brewing t-shirt. Go check those out. Those are $17.99 plus tax. Those are going to run you about $18.40 if I had to guess with tax. No, $19.40 probably. It's close to $20. Number six. What supermodel was seen drinking a can of Pepsi in a head-turning 1992 ad? Number six, what supermodel was seen drinking a can of Pepsi in a head-turning 92 ad? My brother Scott had a poster of this supermodel on our bedroom wall that we shared, and it was my girlfriend for a long time. Number six. I was like, one day. Number six. I think he walked in one time and I was smooching it. And it was up high. I had to put up like a stool. It was like a whole thing. Number six. This was last week, by the way. Number six. We still share a room, my brother and I. It's a real weird sitcom. Number six, the Buds Brothers. Number six. You'd watch it, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Two twin beds, one Cindy Crawford poster. Oh, no. I gave it away. No. Pretend I didn't say Cindy Crawford. Well, there's your freebie, everybody. Number seven. Snickers used what iconic actress with their slogan, "You're not you when you're hungry," in 2010. This one is not Cindy Crawford. Number seven. Snickers used what iconic actress with their slogan, "You're not you when you're hungry," in 2010. Now, I haven't slipped an answer in probably 2 years. Do you guys want me to give everybody a freebie, or do you want me to think of another question before the end of the round?
Freebie.
Raise your hand if you want a freebie. Raise your hand if you want an extra question. We'll do it again. Freebie. Extra question. Ooh, more people want extra question. All right, I'll think of something. Guys, I don't think it was worth the joke of me saying the sitcom thing, but I'm sorry. We'll do another question. Number eight. In 1993's The Showdown ad featuring Michael Jordan and Larry Bird for McDonald's, what menu item were they competing for? You can write diarrhea for this one. Number eight. In 1993's The Showdown ad featuring Michael Jordan and Larry Bird for McDonald's, what menu item were they competing for? Number eight. Number eight. Number eight. Number eight. Number nine, what car company had a 2011 ad with a kid dressed as Darth Vader using the Force? Number nine, what car company had a 2011 ad with a kid dressed as Darth Vader using the Force? Number nine. Number nine. Cindy Crawford's so hot. Number nine. We got 10 in the bonus. And we're done. She was in a yellow one-piece swimsuit on a beach in the poster. Number nine. Now I just have to give you all the details. We dated for about 4 years. Number nine. About 8th grade to 12th grade. Number 10. In 2018, Amazon ran an ad called Blank Loses Her Voice featuring Rebel Wilson, Gordon Ramsay, and Anthony Hopkins. Number 10. In 2018, Amazon ran an ad called Blank Loses Her Voice featuring Rebel Wilson, Gordon Ramsay, and Anthony Hopkins. Fill in the blank. Number 10. Number 10. Mama Rogers getting you all your beers behind the bar. She'll get you your shirts, too. You should buy a shirt. Which one should I get, Ma Rogers? Should I get red or blue?
Blue.
You think blue? All right. I do have blue eyes. Number 10. According to my Tinder profile, here's the bonus for 2 points. The most expensive Super Bowl commercial ever came from Chrysler in 2011 for their Imported from Detroit ad. How much did it cost to make this two-minute commercial in millions of dollars? The team closest without going over gets the 2 points. It's like Price is Right rules. For 2 points, the most expensive Super Bowl commercial ever came from Chrysler in 2011 for their Imported from Detroit ad. How much did it cost to make the two-minute commercial in millions? The team closest without going over gets the 2 points. That is round number one. But your extra question to replace the Cindy Crawford one, whatever number that was, is going to be what year did the WhatsApp Bud Light commercials come out? What year did we first see a WhatsApp Bud Light or Budweiser commercial? That's replacing the Cindy Crawford one that I ruined with a bad joke. And that you can just write that on the Cindy Crawford line next to Cindy Crawford. What year did the WhatsApp Budweiser commercials come out? That's the end of round number two, Super Bowl commercials. We'll be right back with the answers in just a bit. Number one, in 2006, what chip company began holding an event called Crash the Super Bowl? That was Doritos. Number two, what company began using female spokespersons like Danica Patrick and Joan Rivers for ads in the 2010s? That was GoDaddy. GoDaddy. Number three, quarterback Phil Simms was the first player to utter, "I'm going to Disney World" at the end of a Super Bowl. Who was he playing for when he said it? The New York Giants. Number three. Number four, which website tried to advertise in 2009 with the rejected tagline, "Who are you doing after the game?" Ashley Madison. Remember that website that's all about adultery? Number four. Is that still around? That's not around anymore. Didn't they go bankrupt?
Let's see.
Didn't they have a hack or something? Number five, what kind of condiment featured an exploding mosquito in its popular Super Bowl ad? Tabasco sauce. Tabasco.
Hot sauce.
Yeah. Number six, what supermodel was seen drinking a can of Pepsi in a head-turning 92 ad? Does anyone know this one?
Cindy Crawford.
It was Cindy Crawford. Number six. Sorry, I spoiled it. Number seven, Snickers used what iconic actress with their slogan, "You're not you when you're hungry" in 2010? Betty White. Guys, we also have a Betty White poster. Number eight, in 1993's The Showdown ad featuring Michael Jordan and Larry Bird from McDonald's. They were competing for a Big Mac. A Big Mac. Number nine, what car company had the Darth Vader using the Force kid ad? Volkswagen. Number 10, Amazon ran an ad in 2018 called Alexa Loses Her Voice. And it was replaced by Rebel Wilson, Gordon Ramsay, and Anthony Hopkins. And the most expensive Super Bowl commercial ever came from Chrysler. It cost $12.4 million to make, and one team guessed, let's see, I think they got 12 million. 11 million, low T. Nice job, low T. Nice job, low T. A lot of overguesses. And the year the WhatsApp Budweiser commercials first debuted was 1999. Some of you got that. Nice job. Well done, guys. We'll be starting the next round in just a second. Those are the answers to Super Bowl commercials.
Touchdown. That's what you yell, right, when something good happens at the big game? Touchdown to you if you got all 11 of those questions right. Even if you got like 8 out of 11, I'd say that's still a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you like trivia, hit subscribe on your phone. You'll get new episodes every single day about topics near and far in the relation to Super Bowl commercials. You'll have stuff like, let's see, what have we done? We've done novelty music, like Weird Al type stuff, novelty songs. We've done stuff like power tools, power tool trivia. Maybe you're one of those type of guys. We've done musicals. We've done a whole episode on Hawaii. We've done episodes on pretty much everything you can think of at this point. I think we're over 400 in terms of total episodes. We've been doing The Daily Show for 221 days in a row, which is the longest I've ever done anything in a row in my life, including taking care of my body. So this is pretty good stuff. Thanks for listening to this episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.